There's a national weather warning here, a high temperature warning. In Greece, where extreme heat has led to wildfires all summer, there's flooding today. Storm Daniel has claimed the lives of at least 12 people in Greece, Turkey and Bulgaria as flash floods from torrential rainstorms turned rivers into torrents, swept away bridges and inundated streets and homes. Let's go to Greece and talk with Daphne Tolis. She's a journalist based in Athens. Daphne, thank you for taking our call this morning. What's the situation like where you are now?
Well, good morning from Athens, where it has been raining all night. There's been thunderstorms and lightnings all throughout the night. This storm Daniel, as it's called, has caused havoc in many parts of the country. As we're speaking, there's areas in central Greece where people are still trapped and they can't leave the areas because of the flooding. That's in Trikala, in Karditsa, where evacuation or efforts are underway. They're trying to take people out. I'm seeing here on local news that people are posting online or going live and saying, showing actually the flooded areas, and they're saying that we will need rubber boats to leave our homes here because of the amount of waters. Yesterday, this has started on Tuesday, which was the record of the highest daily accumulated rainfall in Greece was broken on Tuesday in central Greece, in Pylio. Yesterday, this heavy rainfall reached Athens, where I am now. And flooding has been reported on a number of areas across Athens, the city of Athens. Many roads in the centers have flooded, suffered damages. Roads have closed. Cars were seen covered in water, almost nearly underwater. And of course, the area where many tourists are near the Acropolis and Plaka and Monastiraki, also you would see like river flows of water streaming by yesterday evening.
I saw some.
There's been dozens.
Sorry, Daphne, continue.
There's been dozens of evacuation orders that have been sent out, and residents in all areas in Greece have been receiving those emergency messages on their mobile phones. I even received it myself yesterday in central Athens, saying, do not move if you don't have to, and follow the orders of the civil protection. The fire service received 4,870 calls in just 48 hours from Tuesday until Thursday this morning. This intensity, which these torrents have been moving, have also swept up away large fire trucks. We've seen on Greek TV cars of volunteers, fire trucks that went there to help. Even in some cases, rescue teams were trapped themselves. Roads have been destroyed, of course, in many places across Greece. The railway line from Athens to Thessaloniki has suffered damages, and it was interrupted temporarily. Same with the metro service in Athens. Yesterday, they had to stop it from transporting people because of flooding.
I saw some videos being posted on social media, including by yourself, and this included people being swept down the streets because of the flooding. Have many people died in Greece itself?
Well, we've known now so far that three people have died and three more are reported missing so far today. But this is an ongoing situation. It's expected to ease down by this evening in most parts of Greece. Now, what's left behind and the damages are yet to be seen, because it's massive, the destruction caused, of course, and still we're still seeing people being trapped in areas across the central parts of Greece.
Do you know, or is it known, why Greece is experiencing this extreme of rainfall at this time?
Well, that's exactly. This rainfall actually was something that was needed 2 weeks ago, when the fires were ravaging for 16 days continuously in the north part of Greece, in what is dubbed as the largest fires in the European Union since records began. So I was there just 2 days ago, and people were expecting this rain. They were seeing the flooding in central Greece, and they were saying, we needed this rain just 2 weeks ago, before all of these vast tracts of forest and vast tracts of land has is scorched by now. So unfortunately, this rain reached too late the areas of Greece, and now they're also still expecting to have some flooding themselves after the wildfires have burned so many hectares of land.
It's been an awful summer for Greece, really, Daphne, hasn't it?
Yes, because I mean, we're located in the heart of the Eastern Mediterranean, and we've seen in the recent years we've experienced various extreme weather events: wildfires, floods, heat waves. This summer we've had back-to-back heat waves in Greece, and at the same time, in a very limited, like in 2 months, we've had so many wildfires and now flooding and the heat waves. All of this in just a period of 2 months.
Daphne Tonis in Greece, in Athens, in Greece. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.